This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And as again, you know, good on Wednesdays, Sugesinaboge Abagam Lambo Legal to advise us on different legal issues. In studio this morning, we do have Ukinsane Covain, who will be speaking more, touching based on types of marriage contracts. She's joining us live, which is a very interesting, it's an interesting one when you think about marriage, especially for us gents. Nazutina, we are not there yet. We're definitely not there, but obviously, I'm sure there's something.
Definitely.
You think about Tumsha, Duta, I know. At some point, I would want to get married.
Yeah, so it's a big step. So you do need to be informed before stepping that side.
What happens on the other side?
On the other side,
in terms of contracts. Everything has contracts now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's crazy. It's
crazy, man. Crazy. But we do have Ukinsane Covain joining us in studio. Good morning, Ukinsane. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Morning, our two and our listeners online. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Hey, we're speaking about a very interesting topic this morning, types of marriage contracts. And now I would assume that there are different types of marriage contracts. Please do explain to us. Masikhuluma ngama different types of marriage contracts in South Africa. Sikhuluma ngani?
Okay, so we have three different ways that one can get married in South Africa. We have a marriage in community of property, a marriage out of community of property without accrual, and a marriage out of community of property with accrual. So a marriage in community of property is the default in South African law. Now, if you want to engage into the other two types of marriages, like marriage out of community of property with accrual and marriage out of community of property without accrual, you need to have a carefully drafted contract between you and your partner, notarized by a lawyer with specialized qualifications, and register it at the deeds office in order for it to be valid.
Now let's start with a marriage in community of property. What does that mean, and how does it work?
Okay, now when we say default, we imply that you essentially only need to get married and have a marriage officer register your marriage at Home Affairs. A marriage in community of property merges all assets and debts into a joint estate, with the exception of assets expressly excluded, like inheritance specified in a will. The other spouse is entitled to a 50% share of any separately purchased property under this agreement. So if one of the parties incurs debt, the creditors may be able to collect the debt on the joint estate of the marriage. Similarly, the joint estate and consequently the other partner may become insolvent if one of the parties does become insolvent. And if you wish to engage in any sort of a transaction that will impact the joint estate, you will need to have your partner's express consent in order to do that.
Marriage out of community property with accrual. Please explain that to us. When you talk of accrual, what is that? Yeah, out of community of property with accrual.
Okay, so a marriage out of community of property with the accrual system may be specified in an antenuptial agreement. So in this situation, the couple maintains their assets separate during the marriage, but in the event of a divorce, the increase in asset worth is split equally between the parties. If you get married in this manner, you'll be responsible for all you bring into the marriage, but everything accumulated during the marriage will also go into the communal pot and be redistributed upon the marriage dissolution, whether by divorce or death. So the accrual mechanism here will be applied if you sign the antenuptial contract and you don't expressly state otherwise. You don't want it to apply.
Okay. So what you come with in the marriage is yours. Is that what you are saying?
Yes.
Okay. And without accrual?
Couples, now you enter into a marriage in community of property without accrual. So in this situation, the assets of each of the spouses are kept apart, and the increase in assets values upon divorce is not divided at all. Mm. And both before and throughout the marriage, each spouse gets to keep their own estate, and you won't even require partner's consent to engage in activities that pertain to your own concern.
Mm.
Unlike what would happen in out of community of property with accrual.
Wow. Yeah. Hey. This is crazy, Zumela, because it makes you think which one is better, and also considering what your partner would actually think if you say no. I want a community of out of community property without accrual. What does that makes you? I'm sure it would makes camping abano here and there between the marriages. But okay, we also do have Otembela. Good morning, Otembela.
Good morning, Awetu, and good morning to our listeners.
Otembela is also part of Mlambo Legal. Now, let's look at the anti-nuptial contract. You correct me there for the spelling. But yeah, the pronunciation rather. What is that, Otembela? Yes, and when do we sign it, anti-nuptial? Prenup, or is it a different one?
Correct, that is the prenup.
Mm, okay.
So this it's an anti-nuptial contract or agreement, and it's a formal document that is signed prior to the marriage, and it establishes the terms for managing assets, debts, and financial obligations both during the marriage and after the marriage. So the agreement or the contract are subject to the Matrimonial Property Act, which governs South Africa's matrimonial property systems and specifies the default regimes for marital property, which is, for example, marriage in community or property, and it offers the choice to marry outside of community or property. Because the antenuptial agreement or contract needs to be recorded at the deeds office in order for it to be enforceable, then the Deeds Registries Act is relevant.
Mm. So can this agreement be challenged or contested, Otembel?
Definitely. So they can be challenged or avoided in certain circumstances. So if the agreement doesn't follow the necessary legal procedures, its enforceability may be in doubt. A formal agreement signed by both parties is a standard requirement, while each jurisdiction has its own set of restrictions. So if one party can show that they were coerced or forced into signing the agreement, it might be voidable. A contract must be freely entered into to be enforceable. Mm-hmm. So an antenuptial contract or agreement may be contested if one of the parties was incapable of signing it at the time. The legal ability to comprehend and agree to a contract is known as capacity, and it necessitates being of legal age and sound mind.
Mm, okay. You know, I mean, I'm interested in the clause that might come up with this agreement. Are there some clauses that can or cannot be included in an antenuptial contract?
Yes, so the parties are free to include any provision in the prenup or antenuptial contract as long as it is not against nature, reason, morality, public policy, or it's not prohibited by law. Mm. So clauses of this nature that are included will be null and void. So these clauses may not be contained in an antenuptial contract since they are thought to be against public morals. So a clause mandating that arbitration can be used to settle marital conflicts is not to be included, or a clause indicating that following the marriage, the parties can't live together as husband and wife, or a clause allowing for adultery between parties, or a term where the spouse undertakes to convert to a religion, or a term where the aim is to preserve the male spouse's marital power, or indicating that a wife must agree to work or be a permanent housewife after the marriage, or a term where the aim is to exclude a claim for forfeiture or claim for accrual should the marriage be dissolved by way of divorce, or a term where the one spouse will not have the power to bind the other spouse to household necessities after the marriage.
Mm.
So some clauses that are commonly included are clauses to exclude community or property, or profit and loss, or exclude or include the accrual system?
Yeah, ne. Before we conclude, I'm just interested. I'm sure you guys have worked with the clients for quite some time now, especially with these agreements. Which one out of the ones that you've explained now about community of property, out of community of property, with accrual, without accrual, about prenuptial agreement, which one is usually a challenge with our couples mostly, and what are some of the challenges I have faced by the couples and abasukebezoshada noma beshadile?
So I would say that the most challenging for couples to wrap their minds around is the out of community. So whether it be it with accrual, without accrual, just the out of community, because people tend to mix that with love or what marriage is about. But it is really just to protect that one spouse from the other spouse. Because as Kenzani has said earlier, that if you are married in community of property, so if one spouse goes insolvent, then both of you are then considered insolvent. Mm. Or because all the assets are in one joint estate, then creditors can come and collect from both of you. So couples don't really understand that it's really got nothing to do with love. Actually, if it's got anything to do with love, I would say that you really love me if you want to protect me against yourself.
Okay. That is hard to believe. But it's okay.
But it is true.
It's okay. Yeah, no, I know. But yeah, we tend to mix it with love. Good, okay. If you love me, don't you trust me enough that we will never divorce and all that? And forgetting
it's
that.
It's really got nothing to do with divorce, but because even in marriage we can both, you can go insolvent in the marriage. So it's got nothing, it's really got very little to do with after the marriage. Well, it does have a lot to do with that, but let's think about it in terms of while we are in the marriage, because businesses happen and life happens. Yes. We go into some debt, we become insolvent, so one party must still be able to have financial freedom.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. No, thank you so much, Otembela, and thank you so much, Kinsani, for joining us and enlightening us about these types of marriage contracts, which are very, very important. You know, it's always scary when you are like me, or still on the other side, looking into the marriage, like, ish, I wonder which one is best for me. Would you advise people on which one is best? Do you have that obligation to advise as Mlambo Legal?
Okay, you can go on, OT.
No, that's fine. Go on.
Okay, what I wanted to say is that what we would like for our listeners to take from this is the importance of understanding marriage contracts. Understand the financial implications that comes with it and seek professional advice. I'd say that you just have to choose wisely. Selecting the right marriage contract can have long-term consequences, so it's crucial to make an informed decision. So you have to communicate openly with your partner. You should have open and honest discussion about the financial goals, expectations and concerns that you may have. I'd say that you have to review and update your contracts. Marriage contracts can be reviewed and updated as circumstances change at any time, just to ensure that the agreement remains relevant and effective throughout the marriage.
Nah, beautiful. Well put there, Kinsani. Thank you so much. Your last words, Otembela?
My last words are, yes, you must communicate with your partner and do not mix love and thinking which contract is best suited for your marriage.
Yes. No, thank you so much. And how do we contact at Mlambo and Associates?
So you can call us on 010-502-0626. You can send us an email at info@mlambolegal.co.za. And you can also visit our website at www.mlambolegal.co.za. We do have social media pages such as LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok. And those usernames are Mlambo and Associates.
Thank you so much. That was Othembela Madikizela and Khensane Covain joining us on MUT Radio to speak about types of marriage contracts that are konage across South Africa. And they gave us, to Khensane, you must choose wisely and communicate more than anything. You must communicate with your partner. Beautiful. And thank you so much once again, ladies, for joining us on Ivukubangene Brief.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.